The great eclipse is over. By good fortune, most of the path of totality was clear, and millions observed the astonishing spectacle. But most Americans settled for staying home and viewing what was the most widely publicized partial eclipse ever. Normally, a partial gets scant mention in the media, which is why relatively few people focused on the very deep 92% partial eclipse that unfolded over Albany in 1994. But because this past week's widely seen partial eclipse accompanied the first American coast-to-coast totality in a century, it enjoyed top-level publicity. In my experience, people who observe a partial eclipse find it interesting. But by contrast, a total solar eclipse is astonishing, even life-changing. Our group in Casper and other reports I've gotten show this to be true. Happily, many took the trouble to travel. We were stuck in traffic for 12 hours on what normally would have been a 4-hour drive after viewing it in Wyoming. It was the largest migration of Americans to a celestial event I've seen in my lifetime. A solar totality is rare. It happens only once every 360 years for any given location, on average. But northernmost parts of our listening area will get one on April 8, 2024, just 7 years from now. Although most of us who stay home must wait until 2079. But if you're willing to travel overseas, the next one is 2019 in Chile. The totality after that is also in Chile. Then in 2021, a total solar eclipse sweeps across Antarctica. Not exactly convenient. There is no total solar eclipse anywhere in the world in 2022. And 2023 offers a short 1-minute event in Australia. After that, we've got the 2024 totality here in our own neighborhood. That's the story for the next 7 years. So if you have not yet experienced the unspeakable glory of a solar totality, do yourself a favor and someday make the pilgrimage. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.